You are listening to the Eternity Church Podcast. For location and service times, please visit us online at myeternitydm.com.
So, I'm really excited to start our new sermon series next week. Next week, right? Not today. I am preaching today, but I'm not doing that today. I've got another word that's on my heart, and I'm just pumped to preach and share with you today. But next week we start our new sermon series, and if you're new here, you're going to be like, I don't know about this church, but it's called Get Angry. Mm-hmm. Come on, someone say Get Angry. You know how I know there's not enough angry people in here? Because you all whispered Get Angry. Come on now. Either there's not enough angry people or there's some people that are really angry and you're like, I'm not going to unleash that beast right now. Come on. So I better not. You don't want to see that. Come on. Someone say, get angry. Next week and next month, we are going to give you some biblical defense and even encourage you to get angry. Isn't that exciting? Yeah, I know. And the new people are like, this church just doesn't seem right for me anymore. Well, just come along next week and just see if it's okay, all right? Can you do that? Come along next week, see what we're on about, because I want to promise you, you're going to love it, and we're going to see you and your life inject a little bit of passion back into your life, amen? Come on, someone say one last time, get angry. That's better. Right now, we're going to have Pastor Ed come and read all of Genesis chapter 1 to you. Now, what I want you to do is now, it's a whole chapter, I know, and y'all are like, what a whole chapter? What are we doing here? Gonna be boring. Well, guess what? This whole chapter tells you how you got here, why you're here, what God done for you, sets up your life. So as Pastor Ed reads chapter 1 of Genesis, would you please pay attention, be ready to be inspired and encouraged by the Word of God. Come on. Thanks, Pastor Ed.
Beginning. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning the first day. And God said, let there be a vault between the waters to separate waters from water. So God made the vault and separated the water under the vault from the water above it, and it was so. And God called the vault sky, and there was evening and there was morning the second day. And God said, let the water under the sky be gathered to one place, and let dry ground appear, and it was so. And God called the dry ground land, and the gathered waters he called seas, and God saw that it was good. Then God said, let the land produce vegetation, seed-bearing plants, and trees in the land that bear fruit with seed in it, according to their various kinds. And it was so. The land produced vegetation, plants bearing seed according to their kinds, and trees bearing fruit with seed in it, according to their kind. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening and there was morning the third day. And God said, let there be lights in the vault of the sky to separate the day from the night, and let them serve as signs to mark sacred times and days and years, and let them be lights in the vault of the sky to give light on the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to govern the day and the lesser light to govern the night. He also made the stars. God set them in the vault of the sky to give light on the earth, to govern the day and the night, and to separate light from darkness. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening and there was morning, the fourth day. And God said, let the waters teem with living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the vault of the sky. So God created the great creatures of the sea and everything living within the waters and that moves about in them according to their kinds, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them and said, be fruitful, increase in number and fill the waters and the seas, and let the birds increase on the earth. And there was evening and there was morning, the fifth day. And God said, let the land produce living creatures according to their kinds, the livestock, the creatures that move along the ground, and the wild animals, each according to its kind. And it was so. God made the world and the wild animals according to their kinds, the livestock according to their kind, and all the creatures that move along the ground according to their kinds, and God saw that it was good. Then God said, let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move above the ground. So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. And God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number in all the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and over every living creature that moves on the ground. Then God said, I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth, and every tree that has fruit with seed in it. They will be yours for food. And to all the beasts of the earth and all the birds of the sky and all the creatures that move along the ground, everything that has breath of life in it, I give every green plant for food. And it was so. And God saw that he had made, and it was very good. And there was evening and there was morning, the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were completed in all their vast array.
Thank you, Pastor Ed. Let's pray. God, I thank you that you made the earth, that you made the sun, the moon, and the stars. That you made every planet and you set them the right distance apart to create and sustain life here on earth for our benefit and for your joy. Help us today to see the wonder in all that you have done for us, in all that you will do for us, and in all that you are doing for us today. We commit this time to you and we ask you to bless us in Jesus' name. Amen. Cool, let's start with a story. You know I love to worship God, right? I love it. I love to worship the Lord. Our team loves to worship the Lord. Our church loves. You love to worship the Lord. We're obsessed with just worshiping God here. And I know that if you're one of those people that says, look, I really hate to worship God, you probably won't stick around Eternity Church for very long. We make a big deal out of it, don't we? We don't just make a big deal out of worship, but we make a big deal out of singing his praises and singing worship. And we love it. And I've always been a bit that way. I love to sing. I love to sing when I'm driving, when I'm walking, when I'm talking, when I'm showering, when I'm working out, even when I'm reading, and even as I sit still. I just love to sing. I'm actually sort of weird. I get it. But seriously, I want to tell you, if you would make time to sing praises to God, if you would make time to worship the Lord, right, every day, make time, find time, prioritize time, you will have great and life-changing encounters with God wherever you are. Do you know that? You don't just have to come to church to have a life-changing encounter with God. It can happen anywhere you are. You get that? You know that? Fantastic. So this week I was driving and I was singing. I was singing a song I love. It's called Where I Belong. Have you heard that song, Where I Belong? If you've listened to Life FM about a year ago, it was on about 47 times a day, so you would definitely have heard it then. I will sing it for you. You better believe it. I'm going to sing it for you. Sometimes I feel like I'm watching from the outside. Okay, I'll just read it. From the outside. Sometimes I feel like I'm breathing, but am I alive? I won't keep searching for answers that aren't here to find. And then all I know is I'm not home yet. This is not where I belong. So take this world and give me Jesus. This is not where I belong. I was listening to that. I was singing that. Sorry, I wasn't listening to it. I was just singing it. And I really felt the Holy Spirit say to me, why are you saying that? I'm like, what? Why am I saying that? See, I didn't feel like God was saying to me, why are you singing Like, you know, like, what's your motivation today? It was, why are you saying that? That line that you just sung, why are you saying that? And I thought about it a bit more and I realized, you know, everything that I sing, I'm saying. Everything that I say, I'm declaring. And so why was I saying that? Why was I declaring that? What is it about this line? And I got confused. I just kept singing. This is not where I belong. Holy Spirit says in my heart again, why are you saying that? And I immediately began to think about Genesis chapter 1. That's why I had Pastor Ed read it to you today, Genesis chapter 1. Why am I, see, I'm singing, this is not where I belong. But what did God say about this place? What did God say about this place when he got done making it? He said, it is good. What did he get done saying? What did he say when he got done making you? Making me, making mankind. When he said, let us make man in our own image, and thought of you at that time, God, who is outside of time, thinks of you when he made man. What did he say? It is very good. Come on, let's read it again. Genesis chapter 1, 28 to 31. Just a little bit. And God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Someone say amen. I'm doing my part in the multiplication process. 5 kids, come on now. Fill the earth and subdue it with humans. No, just subdue it. Fill the earth and subdue it. And have dominion over the fish of the sea and the birds of the heavens and over every living thing that moves on the earth. And God said, behold, as he's talking to us now, behold, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is on the face of the earth, and every tree with seed in its fruit, and you shall have them for food, and to every beast of the earth, and every kind of bird under the heavens, and to everything that creeps on the earth, and everything that has breath of life, I have given every green plant. And so it was, and God saw that everything he had made, and behold, it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, and it was the sixth day. Did you see what I saw? Do you see what I see? Did you see what I saw right there? God made this place not just for himself, but for you. He told us to enjoy it. I give it all to you. So God made the earth and he gave it to us. God made the universe to help sustain the earth. And yet so many people say things like, God doesn't care if you're happy. What kind of garbage is that? God don't care if you're happy. What Bible are they reading? God doesn't want you to prosper. God doesn't want you to have fun. Really? Why the heck did he make flowers so beautiful? Not so you can look at them and go, oh my gosh, they're disgusting. That's not why he made flowers beautiful. Give me a break. Why did he make them smell so great? Not so you can have allergies. God's not like, oh, I know I'll make flowers so they can have ooey, 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 ooey allergies. I think that's an Australian song, isn't it, babe? Ooey, 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 ooey allergies. It's the Wiggles. Come on, have 15 kids like us and you'll know those songs too. Why do you make flowers smell so good? For you. Why do you make my wife so attractive to me? Come on now, someone say amen. That's right. Why does it smell so amazing in Australia? On a hot summer's day, it's been 125 degrees all day. Starts to pour rain on the eucalyptus trees. And all of a sudden, the whole world smells like eucalyptus. Why did he do that? So I can smell eucalyptus and go, I hate life. And God's, I'm down there sniffing it, going, this smells good. And God's going, oi, son. Stop smelling the eucalyptus, I'm trying to drown you. That's not what's going on up in here. It smells beautiful, come on now. Why did he do that? More importantly, why does the Bible say, be happy while you're young, let your heart give you joy in the days of your youth? Come on, someone say, give me joy. Joy. There's nothing better than to be happy and enjoy ourselves as long as we can. I'll keep going, scripture after scripture after scripture. People should eat, drink, and enjoy the fruits of their labor, for these are gifts from God. Eat, drink, enjoy the fruits of your labor, gifts from God. Come on, it's okay. It's good. God wants you to be happy. Amen? Unless you haven't read the Bible. Unless you're reading some other book. Come on now. There's nothing better than to enjoy food. I love, that's my favorite verse in the Bible right there. Boom, boom, boom. Hey, you know, now it got translated wrong. What it meant to say was, there is nothing better than to enjoy a 12-ounce Victoria's filet. Mm-hmm. Cook it properly though, medium well. Boom. Mm-hmm. Don't eat things that are alive, everybody. There is nothing better than to enjoy food and drink and find satisfaction in your work. Then I realized these are pleasures from the hand of God. From God. Enjoy life with your wife. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. That is a verse in the Bible. Someone say amen. Yes, we'll move on. Ecclesiastes 8:15. So I recommend, this is a good recommendation. Are you ready for this? Ecclesiastes 8:15. So I recommend having fun. Hey, so many people in church could listen to that one. Man, you go to church and they've been saved, not going to hell. Punishment for sins taken off them, given to Jesus. They're in church like this. Stop laughing, we're in church, dang it. And that's church. Like the celebration of God's glory is this. I want to say what the writer of Ecclesiastes said to y'all right now. I recommend having some fun up in here. Amen. I recommend having fun. And it goes on, because there is nothing better for people in this world than to eat, drink, and enjoy life. And it is a good thing. Oh, no. I'm about to slap someone right now with a Bible verse. Someone in here is about to get offended. Are you ready for this? Come on, someone's about to say, you can't say that. And I'm going to say, it's in the Bible, twit. Come on now. Read it for yourself, all right? Are you ready for this? Ready to get a slap in the face, somebody? It is a good thing to receive wealth from God. What? You can't say that, Pastor Jesse. Move on. And a good thing to have the health to enjoy it. Health and wealth in one verse. That dude's a prosperity gospel preacher. No, just preaching the Bible, if that's all right. If I can just do that, come on now. It is a good thing to receive wealth from God and a good health to enjoy it. To enjoy your work and accept your lot in life. This is indeed a gift from God. Come on now. In Ecclesiastes, this is fantastic. It goes on. Are you ready? It goes on. A great reminder to be content with what you have. Ecclesiastes 6:9, enjoy what you have rather than desiring what you don't have. Just dreaming about nice things is meaningless, like chasing the wind. Come on, enjoy what you have. Come on, someone, look at your neighbor. Stop waiting to die. Tell your neighbor, stop waiting to die. Come on, turn to your other neighbor and say, you are still alive. You know what? Some of you need to write that down. You might forget. You might wake up tomorrow and forget you're alive and start acting like you're dead. You need to write this down. Seriously, get your pen out. Get your Twitter out. Get your Facebook out. Get your notebook out if you're bringing your notebook to church. Stop waiting to die. You are still alive. Write it down. I'm still alive. I'm still alive. Come on now, death will come quick enough, but right now you're alive. Enjoy this life. Stop wasting your life. It's a gift from God. The fact that you sit here today, breath going in and out of your lungs, it's a gift from God that you're sitting in this room. You're not alone. You're like, I came alone. Yeah, but you're not alone. Look around the room. You're not alone. It's a gift from God. Come on, someone stand up and thank the Lord God for the gift called life. Come on, stand up and praise Him. Stand up and thank Him. Someone say, thank you for life, Jesus. Thank you for life. Thank you for breath. Thank you for health. Thank you for wealth. Thank you for joy. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for life. Come on now. Your life is a gift from God, my friend. You may take your seats. Don't take them home. Just sit on them. Man, the more I think about my life, the more I realize it's a gift. It's a gift. Now, I know that right now I have a wonderful family that I love, and they love me most of the days. Most of the hours in most of the days, if I'm more honest. I have the greatest job on the planet, in the greatest piece of the greatest country on the planet. Right smack bang in the middle of the Midwest. Boom. Does not get better than that. Someone say, preach. That's right. But I do have a great life. And I know some people will be like, oh yeah, it's easy for you to say. You know, what I do have has come with tremendous weight and responsibility to carry. But I choose to be grateful and thankful for this life that God has blessed me with. But it wasn't always that way, you know. But when it was tough, when I was having open heart surgery, my heart taken out of my chest, when I was bullied at some point, when I was so broke people wouldn't even take my cash, I was that broke. When I was sick, while Lauren and I were fighting all the time, I still chose to be grateful for this life and this gift that God has given me. I was not going to say stupid things like, maybe this is how my life has to be. Maybe God doesn't want me to be happy. What kind of rubbish is that? Garbage. You are a child of God. He's given you a gift, my friend. Don't stress about what you don't have, but enjoy what you do have. Amen. You know how Jesus endured the pain of his present circumstance? The cross. Hebrews says, fix your eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross. Endured the cross. Come on now. That was a whole world of pain. A whole world of hurt. Situation and circumstances were not wonderful. Come on now. But the Lord, the Father, set joy before him. With his eyes fixed on that, he endured the cross. He was able to endure the moment by understanding that the Father had given him security in his future. You can fully invest in your life. You can fully invest in the moment, in this moment, when you understand that the Father has secured your eternity. Amen. He has secured your eternity. We're not going to keep saying things like, I'm just living for eternity. Like, I'm just waiting for eternity. Come on now, God put you here and put you here now. That was no mistake. You belong here. Love your life. Invest in your life. Invest in people. Invest in now. Love your life. You belong here on earth in this world right now. I know someone's thinking, but John 15:19 says, Jesus said, as it is, you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, and this is why the world hates you. Where in there does it say hate life? Where in there does it say you do not belong here? It says you do not belong to the world. He's not saying hate the people. He's certainly not saying hate creation. God loves creation. It's his creation. Amen. You do not belong to the ways of this world. You do not belong to the patterns of this world. Do not be conformed. Do not any of you be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind so you can live in this world and love it. Amen. You can live in this world and love what God's doing in it because you're not conformed to the pattern of this world. And so when the world goes upside down, when an election goes one way or goes the other way, not the way you wanted, maybe the way you wanted, you're the same anyway because you're not conforming to the pattern of this world. But make no mistake, you absolutely do belong in this world. If you feel out of place on the earth, that's a lie of the devil. God created you on purpose, and he carefully placed you here on purpose, with purpose, for a purpose. And a part of that purpose is that you would purpose in your heart to have fun and enjoy your life. That's a whole lot of purpose, I know. I did that on purpose. Seriously, make no mistake about it. Not the entirety of God's purpose, but some of the purpose of God was that you would enjoy your life. It is a gift from God. He wants to bless you. Now, I know it's hard sometimes. We have people in here who are divorced, and it's hard, right? We have people in here who are getting divorced, in the middle of a divorce, and it's tough. We have people in here with loved ones in prison, and it's tough, really tough. Some people in here have been abused or neglected. But never let the devil trick you into believing that your present circumstance is what you were created for. The present pain and the present circumstance is all that God had in mind for when he said, "Let us make you." Come on now, don't let the devil trick you into believing that maybe I'm just meant for heaven and I'm just going to have to suffer while I wait. Come on, don't let that be what you believe about your life and about God's purposes for your life. What does Jeremiah 29:11 say? Therefore I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans to prosper you, plans to give you a future and a hope, not to harm you. That is not the purpose or plan of God. There's a Hillsong song. Yep. There's a Hillsong song that says, "Even when it hurts like hell, I'll praise him." Now, I know you can't say that in America. The word hell's in the Bible like a billion times, but you can't say it in America. Because like it's a sin or something. Like there's a list. You know, I'm segue for a moment. America. Let's be, actually, you know what? Most Americans don't get, American Christian. There was no list of words you can't say in the Bible. There just wasn't. I'm sorry. There just wasn't a list. And even if there was a list, it would be in Hebrew or Greek. So maybe I couldn't say in the words of Chris Tucker in Russia, Potowski. But the rest of it's all right. Someone say amen. Someone say glory. That's right. This is better preaching than that useless amen I just got. Come on, someone say amen. That's right. It's not in there. All right. Anyway, we'll move on. But, you know, I'm a believer of love what's in there and just giving you a little bit of a theological lesson in the middle of the sermon. That is, you know, some people don't translate things wrong, but also don't make up things as well. But anyway, we'll move on. Come on, get back on track, Jesse. Okay. Just trying to hone back in on my sermon. The songwriter wrote, "Even when it hurts like hell, I'll praise him." Now, I don't know how any other way to explain that to you. But sometimes it hurts like hell, doesn't it? Sometimes life is really tough. Really freaking hard. And it feels like hell's not some place you'll end up in the future, but maybe it feels like a place you're living in right now. Sometimes it's tough. I just want to say, even in that moment, I'll praise him. Because as a believer, we know that our best days are still in front of us. And it's not just our best days are in eternity somewhere. That as a believer, I know that God will give me better days in my life. And so I'll praise him. I know that God is a miracle working God, and so I'll praise him. Amen. I know that God can heal my broken heart, and so I'll praise him. I know that God can provide for people's lack and will provide for mine, and so I'll praise him. I know that God created me on purpose for a purpose with purpose, and so I'll praise him. Because no matter what happens, he ain't ever going to leave me or forsake me. I'm just saying, no matter how hard it is, no matter what you find yourself in right now, don't forget that God made this place for you. Someone else, some people, something else might have come in and tried to destroy it so you can't see the beauty of God's creation. But God made this place for you, for your enjoyment. He wants you to love your life. Come on, someone touch your neighbor and say, "Love your life." Touch your other neighbor and say, "I know I love mine." Come on now, can I have the band come back up here? God made it for your enjoyment. Enjoy your church. Enjoy your kids. Enjoy your wife. Enjoy your husband. Enjoy your breath. Take a breath right now. Thank you, God. Enjoy your breath. You ever just drunk a glass of water and gone, this is good, just the way God made it? But most of all, enjoy His presence. Enjoy the presence of God. I'm reminded of Jesus' words in Matthew chapter 6 when He said, look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? Maybe you need to go home today, take your shoes off, or tomorrow when it's got some sun out or something. Maybe you need to take your shoes off, go for a walk in the green grass and feel God's creation between your toes and be reminded, He gave this to me. He gave this to me. Then let your eyes find the flowers, find the birds clothed in all their beauty, and remember Christ's words and say to yourself, I am more valuable than they are. Sit down and enjoy what God made for you and say, thank you, God. Would you stand up with me? Maybe you've fallen for the devil's other trick about life, believing that God doesn't want to bless His children while they live this life. Like enjoying life is some kind of insult to God. Like a father giving gifts to his children is such a far-fetched reality. Like that's not normal or something. So you hide what you have. You have a Porsche and you hide it in the garage for fear of what people might say, judge or insult you. Come on, just love your life. Come on, just love your life. Are you hearing me? Just love your life. Just enjoy your life. If you have a whole lot, enjoy it. Use it. Bless people. If you have a little, use what you have to honor God and He'll give you more. But no matter what you have, purpose in your heart, be reminded today that your Father in heaven absolutely wants you to be happy and enjoy this gift called life.
Thanks for listening to the Eternity Church podcast. For more episodes, you can find us on iTunes or at eternitydm.podbean.com.